Coming up, we have a Kansas City treat for you. Someone that, if you know folk music in Kansas City, you know the next group that is up with us, Casey Rauch, and along with her is Marco Pasqualini. They are known as the Country Duo, and now we welcome them live to KCCafeRadio.com at Porch Fest KC 2016. Take it away.
Thanks, everybody. Appreciate y'all coming out.
There's a heavy fog been coming down. I try to push on through, but it hangs around. I try to rise above. Wish I could go back to yesterday, when I was just a child who'd run and play, and no need to worry about a thing. That's the way it's gotta be. Good times for some mean bad for me. And then I wake up and I think the same. Oh, mama, I know I ain't the same. But only time
Thank you.
my daughter is directly in front of me, my baby girl, and she'll never look me in the eye when I sing that song, especially when her verse comes up. Makes me giggle a little bit. This next one is one I made up last spring when I was part of a kind of a songwriter challenge that a few of us were doing. My buddy Kyle Reed was throwing out a word, and then those participating had 1 week to come up with a song written containing that word or around that word. And so this particular week, the word was crumbling, and Marco and I were getting ready to go out on our first big long run together out to Nashville, so I figured a good old country song was in order. So this one's called The Crumbling of My Heart. You walk into the room, I start crumbling. I don't know why you do that to me. All the girls around you think you're something, but I'm hoping you're something for me. Never before falling so hard. You came into my life, and that's just a start. Now I'm walking round in circles to be near you. Marco Pasqualini, y'all. Well, by the way, folks, we are working for your tips, and we really appreciate it. There's a little bucket there, or feel free to grab a... I only have one of my albums left, but there's some Buttermilk Boys CDs there, which is a project that I play upright bass in and sing a little harmony with Mr. Scott Stanton and previously with my good fellow there, Travis Huffines.
But what we're doing now is we're raising money to put out this Sun Studio 45 that will be out this winter, as I mentioned earlier. And so we're doing pre-sales for those. This next song is going to be the B-side on that 45. It'll come with a digital download, too, so if you don't have a turntable, it's okay. We'll make sure you have access to the music. And if you really need a cassette or a CD, let me know, and I bet I can make it happen. 8 tracks? Sorry, I don't think I can accommodate, but I would if I could. This is called Picking Up the Pieces. I'm picking up the pieces that you drop. I'm picking up the pieces of broken hearts. They're scattered all around, in every city, every town. They're paving the way for lonesome sound. The way you had to go. But if I knew then what I know now, I'd have known that you'd never ever stop. No, you'd never quit. I'm picking up the pieces of broken hearts. They're scattered all around, in every city, every town. They're paving the way for lonesome sound. So much. Really appreciate y'all making a point to stop by this porch. If you just joined us, we are the Country Duo. This is my dear friend Marco Pasqualini here on the pedal steel, and we've just been gigging in this duo format for officially a little over a year now, I guess, and we sure appreciate all the support we've been given. This is a song that is off of the last album I put out, Guitar in Hand, and it was inspired by a trip that I took to the Missouri Ozarks. Shout out to my Ozark peeps over in the corner there. My buddy Scott Stanton and I went down and played at the Ozarks' first legal moonshine distillery, a little place called Copper Run, and we took a tour of the place and heard all kinds of really cool stories, and on the four-hour drive home, Scotty and I started brainstorming all the stories we just heard, and so he helped me write about the first verse and maybe some of the chorus of this tune, and then I finished her off. It's called Moonshiner's Dream. Thank you.
Creek, bucket in hand, carrying water across the land to cool the coils from my granddad. From my granddad, he stayed behind to watch the fire breathe as spirits rose up in a storm cloud of steam, then drift back down in a moonshiner's dream. It's a moonshiner's dream. He said, take this jug into your grip. Know this secret is my gift. Pull the heart across your lips and you'll feed my soul. Just one sip. Ooh. Ooh. The head into the ground. He gave great thanks and he made a sound as he flung the tail, let it drown. We won't drink that down. He said, now, if you want my advice, if you want your dream to taste real nice, give the head and tail and sacrifice. It's a sacrifice. He said, take this jug into your grip. Know this secret is my gift. Pull the heart across your lips and you'll feed my soul. Just one sip.
My lips and I felt his soul.
going to do another one that we had the good fortune of recording at Sun Studio in August. It was, we were, you know, blown away because we got to go to Sun Studio, the legendary Sun Studio. If you're not familiar, think Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, Jerry Lee Lewis. And we filmed an episode of the PBS Sun Studio session, and man, what a cool experience that was. The episode's going to start airing next spring sometime all over the country on PBS. And if you would like to support us in being able to put out that full EP that we did in August, we hope to press it on vinyl as well as release it, you know, in digital form. We've got some Country Duo t-shirts here. We'd love it if you took one of those home, 10 or 15 bucks, whatever you can spare. And we've also got the pre-sales of the 45 that's coming out in December that is from the first round at Sun Studio last March. But this was one that we just got to record in August. It's really new. It's called The Wrecking Crew. She came home to a broken dream, a life's long work, not a simple thing. Her mother's heart did skip a beat. Big man's tree. Oh, how she cried, not for her lover, not for her pride. A cry so new, even she didn't know where to fly to next. Perfect day, was a breeze on high. Every bird was singing as she was passing by. With a shift on the wind, she heard the engine roar. They were coming back to take a little more. Part of the program that could either make me cry or giggle, or maybe both. I grew up playing music with my family, and one of those uncles of mine, Mr. Terry Roush, just recently passed away within the last 6 weeks or so, and he's pretty much my musical hero. And there's kind of two parts of this story. I'll try to be brief, but I do feel like it's important to share. There was a time about 10 years ago, we were losing a whole bunch of people in our family, and I was upset, and I went to Uncle Terry and trying to figure out the ways of life and death and all that, and he said, "Casey Don, you know why you've lost so much? It's because you've loved so much." And man, I've carried that with me for over a decade now, and it's coming in real handy now that I'm thinking about and having to process and cope with losing him. But also, this song came about just before, a couple months before he passed, and we lost Merle Haggard, which was one of my Uncle Terry's all-time heroes. I grew up singing Merle Haggard songs before I even knew the name Merle Haggard because of him. And so he's not online much. He wasn't online much, and so I called him and told him his hero had passed away, and man, that was a really difficult thing to do. And then, of course, shortly thereafter, we lost Guy Clark as well, who was right up there with Merle Haggard for Uncle Terry, and I thought, oh my gosh, I don't want to call him again. I don't want to tell him again that one of his heroes are gone. So I kind of hem-hawed for a little bit and picked up my guitar and wrote this song and then called him. And I'm real grateful to say I got to play this song for him before he passed. And Marco and I, this is also one we recorded in August at Sun Studio, and I got those rough mixes back just before he passed and was able to share it with him as well. So here's to Uncle Terry Roush. This is called More Than Gold. I don't want to have to tell you that your heroes are all gone. What am I supposed to do without you now that you've moved on? 'Cause I've spent my life looking up at the sun and the moon and the stars, up from the feet of my heroes, singing and picking guitars. Do you know? Do you know why I've lost so much as I continue to grow? You said, do you know? Do you know? So much, you've lost more than gold. It's a natural thing, really, this circle of life that we're in. The ebb and the flow, the rise and the fall of the beautiful people we know. They are like days, they come and they go, and it's not how many you know. It's a time that you spend, the honor you give, and the love that you're willing to tend. Do you know? Do you know why I've lost so much as I continue to grow? Do you know? Do you know?
any poor man can tell, you've lost way more than gold.
Here's Uncle Terry. Thanks, y'all. We got a couple more left. A kind lady over here let me know how much she enjoyed this song as she was preparing to move from California and back to Missouri. So I'd like to play it. And Mikhail Shapiro, I'm putting you on the spot, but if you want to come sing with me, you're welcome to. You know the song, you know. My dear soul sister, Mikhail Shapiro, she hosts River Trade Radio with me on Sunday mornings when we're both in town and not on the road. I think this Sunday will be the first one in a while that we both got to host. She played an earlier set with the Shapiro Brothers, who have a new album coming out, which is fabulous, by the way. Hi.
Thank you. Hi.
Welcome home.
My sister. I like her.
This is called Sweet Missouri.
On a hillside in Missouri is where my heart stays. In the sweet grass neath the cottonwood is where I will be. In the springtime, the summer, and even in the fall. But in the winter, you won't see me much at all. Bye.
Mikhail Shapiro. Well, I think we've got one more. Thank you so much. I'm honored you came out. Please sign up for the Country Duo mailing list. We've got some t-shirts and such, and we really appreciate your tips. Mostly we appreciate your love and positive vibes, because I feel it right here, right now. It's good. This last tune is it's just barely over a year old. I wrote it when I was out in the pecan grove last year in Winfield, Kansas. My family has roots in Winfield that go back to the mid-1800s. My grandparents were born there. My great-grandparents were born there. My dad was raised there. And so the Walnut Valley Festival is always a big family reunion for us. My daughter's grown up out there, and last year was the first year that my daughter was off in college, and so I went out earlier than I'd ever been before, and was hanging out, holding down fort at the camp. Not much of my family had arrived. Some of them couldn't make it last year, and others have passed on. Others had some health issues going on, so it was just kind of an odd year. I was sitting by myself, all alone at camp, and I'd already practiced all the songs that I'd set goals to practice while I was out there, and still felt like picking a little, but I didn't quite know what I wanted to pick, so I decided, this is the time to write. So this song came out really quickly, and it came out of just thinking about how my family's changed over the years, from long line of music makers to now the next generation, and so on and so forth. It's called A Girl Again. I wish I was a girl again, with my head on mama's lap. She'd run her fingers through my curls, up and down my back. She'd sing a song of morning time and put a kiss upon my head. I wish I was a girl again, but I'm a grown woman instead. Not who I once was. I'm older now. I'm older now. If I live beyond these years, my thin disguise may be revealed. Guitar pickers and good time singers, and there I'd settle down. I'd sing the songs of the good old days and pick into the night. If I was a girl again and my eyes were open wide. But I'm not who I once was. I'm older now. I'm older now. If I live disappear, girl again. Younger now.
woman again.
Thank you so much. Thank you to KC Cafe Radio. Y'all tune into them sometimes. It's internet radio. Stream it all the time. Appreciate y'all coming out. We're the country duo. Thanks. Marco Pasquini.
Do you have one more in you?
We've got like 3 hours worth of
money. Oh my goodness, all right.
We'll do another one off of this Guitar in Hand record, which came out, it's been a couple of years now. Mikhail Shapiro co-produced it with me and really helped me work on a lot of the arrangements. This is one that the Naughty Pines joined us on. It's called Alabama. Thanks so much, y'all. Come see us right down there. Grab a shirt. Appreciate you.